I said, son, you know Jesus? Yeah, I know him. I said, where do you go to church? He said, I don't go. I said, you don't know him. He said, yeah, I do. I said, no, you know about him. I said, you're not a Christian. I said, if you were to die today, you know where you go? He said, well, it don't make no difference. Where I'm going to go is where I'm going to go. I said, no, son, there's only two places to go, heaven or hell. And you don't want to go to hell. Oh, he said, well, if that's where I go, that's where I go. I thought, this kid don't know nothing. I thought to myself, I started to take over right there. I started to walk over and get him. Big, nice, healthy-looking young man. I started to grab him by the arm, bring him over here. And I said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to take you right over where that fire is. I'm going to hold your hand in it for 5 seconds. No, you ain't going to put me in that fire. Wouldn't he said that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That coffee pot over there that's steaming. Now, come on over and put your hand on it. I ain't going to hold on for 5 seconds. You must be crazy. I ain't going to put my hand on that steaming coffee pot. I said, that steaming coffee pot ain't nothing compared to where you're going without Jesus. See, you're talking out of foolishness. You have no knowledge of what you're saying. And that's what people do. You know, technically speaking, the Scriptures calls those kind of people what? Fools.
That's a good idea to carry a lighter around.
Yeah. You know, you're not afraid of hell? Nah, not afraid. Oh, come over here. Click. Leave. They're smarter than that. They're not going to. I mean, 1 second. They know what's going to happen 1 second under that flame. But they don't believe eternity. They don't believe a loving God. How many times have I had people tell me, a loving God would never send me to hell? I mean, there's people that believe that. Yeah, I've heard that over and over and over. This guy, he's my daddy. He's the best man I ever seen. Does he go to church? No. Does he believe in Jesus? No. But he's a good man. He treated me good all his life. God would never send him to hell. That's not right. He will send him to hell. In a heartbeat. If he's not washed in the blood. And everybody else that's not washed in the blood. It makes no difference whether you're Jew or Gentile or who you are. If you ain't washed in that blood, you can't get there, can you, Joseph? No, you can't get there. You got to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that He was and is God, and that He was virgin born and He came to this earth. And if we don't believe that, we don't believe in Him. You know, we ain't going to heaven. You can't go to heaven believing that Jesus was a man that was born of a woman from another man. Because if He wasn't God. And if He wasn't God, then He couldn't have paid the price for our sins. So He was God, and He is God. You know, so. But what we believe, you know. But why do we believe what we believe? Because we've heard somebody say it. You know, we don't realize that sin, the average person today, you start telling them sin is what brings sickness and disease into their life, in their family, and their children. They won't believe it. They just won't believe it. But when you listen to the miraculous healings back there, that DVD, on the very first one, the second, third, and fourth one is Terry and Frank Luggenheim with their three children that they talk about. And all three of those kids were sick. In fact, she had miscarried three children. She killed three. Had three miscarriages. That's killing three children because of their sin. It killed three children. And then the other three, which was alive, were sick and afflicted and tormented. And the one had the bad legs and he was going to be an invalid by the time he's 10. But after they repented and got back right, doing things like they're supposed to, the boy's 15 and he never had to have no more surgery. And he's not in a wheelchair. He's running and playing. I see him regular. He just comes up here regular to church. You know, so it does, the Scripture does mean what it says. But the average person today does not believe it. You know, so sin. Sin will make me sick. Anger. So I hope, what did it say anger would do to us a while ago? You know, do you remember reading that there where anger, what it does? I think about Norma, hers is the first testimony on the second DVD. And she's the sweetest woman. And she even told me. She said, if you ask one of my children, how about Mama? What would they say about me? She said, my children will tell you I'm the sweetest mother they ever had. I've been so good to them. You ask one of my grandbabies about Grandma. Oh, Mama, Grandmama. There ain't nobody better than Grandmama. Well, then why has Grandmama been in the hospital so much? Why she had all these surgeries? Sin? Couldn't be. My mama and grandmama, she ain't got no sin in her. But when she heard me preach that, she come up front with Parkinson's and lupus, shaking like crazy. When she was a little girl, her daddy had abused her violently. And although she said she had forgiven him, she had not. She held that anger within, and that anger within had made her sick and afflict her and cut her in and out of hospitals ever since she was a child. And now then it brought lupus and Parkinson's upon her. And that day in that little church in Manny, Louisiana, she repented back there and got up and come down to say, God, I'm sorry, I forgive my daddy. And when I touched her in the name of Jesus, that woman was instantly healed of everything. And today, 5 years later, and what she said, honey, 5 years later, she hadn't had any more sickness, hadn't been back to a doctor. Isn't that amazing? All she had to do is forgive her daddy. It's amazing, isn't it? See?
If you have three people in the same family, that a brother and two sisters that have Parkinson's, is that a generational curse, do you think?
It could be. Or it could be.
My mother, her brother, and her sister, all three of them at the same time.
I can tell you one thing for sure. There is sin there, somehow.
But is it one person's sin, or is it all their father and mother's sin?
Who knows? I mean, without God telling us, we don't know. But we just know it's sin. We know some kind of sin. And this is the hardest thing for us to grasp as children of God, that the Scripture tells us clearly that if we will obey Him, He will take all sickness and disease away from us, and we will have none. Now that's clear, isn't it? And He says that in the Old Covenant over and over and over. And every time before He makes that statement, He said, if you obey Me, keep all of My statutes and all of My commandments. Don't break one of them. Keep them all. What if you keep them all, but you show favoritism to the poor or the rich? What if you show favoritism to rich people? It's sin. That's what the Scripture says. It's sin. And under the New Covenant, not only does it showing favoritism, so Lance comes in here today with dripping diamonds on his fingers. You know, Joseph comes in, he's been working all day, you know, and he's got on a dirty set of clothes on, and he hasn't got nothing, and he's just an old, poor farm boy. And this guy comes in dripping diamonds and money, and it's falling out of his pocket. Oh, Lance, you come up here and sit on the front row, right here. Joseph, you can sit back here on the back somewhere. if somebody does that, God says in His Word, we're guilty of favoritism between the two, and we're guilty of sin. And under the New Covenant, He says you're guilty of both murder and adultery for that sin of showing favoritism. That's written. Is that scary or is that scary?
What does it mean you're guilty for both? How does it mean you're guilty?
Take me to that. David, take me to that in James, where it's talking about that favoritism. And let's see that, and we'll read that to you, and I'll show you as soon as he finds it. It's in James. I think it's in chapter 3, I think. James chapter 3. We'll get over there. We'll go over that. And, you know, this will just rock your socks off when you see this. I mean, wow, you think, good grief. If I show favoritism to anybody for anything, I'm guilty of murder and adultery. What do you think the demons of hell are going to do to me if they say, oh, there's Lance and he's guilty of murder and adultery? What do you think they're going to do to you?
There you go. Well, that would go the same as if you favor...
James 2, what, honey?
2:11.
2:11, Cheryl says. James.
But if you one nationality over another.
That's
like,
sin.
Like people that are prejudiced towards...
That's sin.
Chinese.
That same thing. That's all sin. That's right. Yeah, that's why God told us to treat everybody the same. You know? I mean, if you show favoritism between people of different nationality, creed, color, language, anything, you're guilty of showing favoritism. Which means, we'll read it in the Scripture. Yes, indeed, it is good when you truly obey the Lord's royal command found in the Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, is that the royal, that's a royal commandment, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you pay special attention to the rich, now it could have said if you pay special attention to the black or to the white, couldn't it not? Sure, it doesn't make any difference. But here he's using the example of the rich, but if you pay special attention to the rich, you're committing a sin. So if you, but Joseph's a Jew. I can't love him. He's a Jew. What did I just do? I sinned, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sure. All that sin. This girl's black. I just sinned. You're white. I just sinned. See, you can't do this. Why do you think so many people in the church are sick? Because we don't read this book like it's written. It says here, but if you pay special attention to the rich, you are committing a sin, for you are guilty of breaking that law. Now let's read on. 10 and 11. And the person who keeps all of the law except one is as guilty as the person who has broken all of God's law. For the same God who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not commit murder. So if you murder someone, you have broken the entire law, even if you do not commit adultery. So when you sin, you're guilty of breaking really how many of the... All of it. So you see why we get in such big trouble as Christians? He has a high standard for Christians. What is that royal law? What did we read up there just a few seconds ago? What's the royal law? What are we supposed to do to one another?
Love.
Now, what if we don't do that? Right down below, we're guilty of all those things.
You can murder with the tongue, too, though.
Absolutely. And so that's why, that's one of the reasons so many people in the church are sick and afflicted today. Because, I mean, some people just, I mean, he used an example, they're rich and poor. But some people walk in a place and say, good grief, there's a Mexican in there. I ain't going in there. Or a black person. Or I've seen churches or places, even church where a black person, I went to a black church to speak one time, and I was asked to speak in that church, and I was the only white person at church today, and a black deacon in that church asked me to come speak, and when he asked me to come, he said, you know, Thurman, we're having race relations today in our church next Sunday, and I wish you would come and speak in our church. I said, well, why would you ask me? He said, because you've got black men working for you. You've got brown men working for you. You've got white men working for you. You've got all kinds of men. And I had never seen you treat one of those men any different. He said, you love them all.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.